In this bulletin, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration meets to consider emergency approval of a COVID-19 vaccine. Morocco and Israel agree to normalize relations. And in sport, the Hobart Hurricanes defeat Sydney in the opening game of the Big Bash League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Osama Al-Ghalib. The American Food and Drug Administration panel has met to consider authorizing the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use in the United States. This comes after the U.S. set a new record of 3,000 coronavirus deaths in a day. Meanwhile, rival vaccine developer Moderna has dosed its first adolescents aged 12 to 18 in its latest study. The trial enlists 3,000 healthy participants and will monitor for safety and effectiveness over two shots. The study is being conducted with the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, a part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Pfizer is also studying its vaccine candidate in participants as young as 12. The National Cabinet is set to meet in person today for the first time since its creation 9 months ago. On the agenda is a coronavirus vaccine update, economic and border management plans, and 2021 concerns. Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan is the only premier who will attend virtually due to the state's strict health advice against mingling with South Australians. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews believes the meetings will be productive.
I think it will be. National Cabinet has served us very well all throughout this year and under the chairmanship of the Prime Minister. Australians can be very proud that we've put the politics to one side and worked hard to keep them safe. Now we have to work hard to get them back into work and to learn from this pandemic and be stronger because of it.
Tasmanians will be allowed on the dance floor again as the state further eases coronavirus restrictions from this afternoon. Drinking while standing will also be allowed as capacities for pubs and clubs increase to 100 people at indoor venues and 250 patrons outdoors. Premier Peter Gutwin says home gathering limits will also increase from 40 to 100 people.
Lifting of these restrictions, I think, will enable us to have a more normal Christmas period. And I think, based on the very good work that has been done by Tasmanians over the last 10 to 11 months, I'm certain that Tasmanians will do the right thing and that they will continue to behave sensibly and responsibly.
Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations under a deal brokered in conjunction with the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the development online, stating both countries have agreed to full diplomatic relations. Mr. Trump has agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara and says the deal is a peace breakthrough for the Middle East. Morocco is the fourth country since August to strike a deal along with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Sudan. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there's a strong chance a trade solution won't be reached with the European Union, but he's pledged to get one. Ireland's leader says negotiations for a Brexit trade deal need to focus on fisheries and a fair dispute mechanism. The European Commission is proposing that Britain and the EU continue to offer reciprocal access to their fishing waters for up to a year. The latest talks have ended in a deadlock without an agreement, but Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin says it's fundamental that a deal is reached.
There shouldn't be any winners and losers in these negotiations. Everybody stands to win if we can get a comprehensive trade deal over the line, but it will be very difficult, and as we know from last night's talks, both sides are apart.
The new deadline for a decision is Sunday. In sport, Hobart Hurricanes have defeated the Sydney Sixers by 16 runs in the season opener of the Big Bash League. Singapore-born Tim David pushed the Hurricanes to victory against Sydney in Blundstone Arena last night. David, who previously played for Perth in Singapore, hit 8 fours and a six before being bowled out. The Sixers kneeled against racism before the first ball of the night and pledged to do so throughout the tournament. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 30 degrees. Melbourne, much the same as yesterday, 21. Hobart, a cloudy 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, a cloudy 19. Sydney, a possible morning shower at 21 degrees. Newcastle, showers, also 21 degrees. Brisbane, a late shower or two, 27 degrees. Cairns, similar conditions as yesterday, and Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm.